More than 100 people in New Bern are still waiting to be rescued from their homes. I spoke with Public Information Officer Colleen Roberts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. She says six swift water rescue teams have been working since yesterday afternoon to evacuate individuals and families, in some cases from the roofs of their homes.
Just dozens of calls last night from people who said, you know, the water's coming in the house, or the water is now over the hood of my car. You know, I'm in chest deep water. I need help. I need you to rescue me. And because we had gotten to a point where the weather was so bad, we were having to kind of stack and strategize on those calls. We were forced to have conversations with these people and say, hey, do you by chance live in a two-story home? Can you go up a level? It may be a while before we get to you.
Robert says water rescue teams are helping people in Trent Woods, Cypress Shores, Pembroke, Duffy Field, North Craven Street, Oaks Road, and downtown along the waterfront.
We were telling folks, you know, we've got 150 people who need rescue. We will come for you. We will rescue you. It might take some time, but we are coming.
Roberts estimates 3,400 homes and 300 commercial structures have been damaged by Hurricane Florence. Several city buildings have taken on water, and part of the roof was blown off a city-owned building on Rim Avenue.
Getting calls in right now about the boats on North Craven Street. They've washed up in the floodwaters and are literally sitting in the street on the pavement.
The city has been able to restore power to 7,000 of 22,000 impacted customers. The Emergency Operations Center has identified 75 locations where trees have fallen on roadways, blocking emergency responders. Public works crews are clearing the road of debris. Roberts says they're hearing from New Bern residents who were evacuated to an emergency shelter in Sanford earlier this week.
You know, they're already calling saying, when can we come back? You know, we need to get some order in place around here. The streets are a disaster.
Roberts urges residents to stay off the roads. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.